People don't often learn of the power of compound interest until it's too late. Well, the Army is trying to instill some more financial responsibility on soldiers. The service is teaming up with finance guru Susie Orman to provide free lessons on money and savings to the troops. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni.
Service members sometimes struggle with their financial situation. A 2015 National Foundation for Credit Counseling survey found the average military family has higher credit card debts and fewer assets than most American families. Part of what's creating that problem is the lack of financial literacy in the military. More than half of career military families were unable to pass a financial literacy test, according to the First Command Financial Behaviors Index. By comparison, 45% of civilian test takers did not pass the test. But that might be changing, at least in one branch of the military. The Army is teaming up with finance guru Susie Orman to give soldiers some financial advice. Here's Army Undersecretary Patrick Murphy explaining the new program during a Pentagon press briefing.
We're here today to announce a partnership with her in helping our soldiers make sure that their fiscal house is in order. I will tell you, I was a young Army captain when 9/11 happened, when our nation was attacked, and then I deployed twice. But being with soldiers in places like Baghdad, where they come to you and sometimes are victims of payday loans or predators, and trying to work with them and give them legal assistance and make sure that we're working with them. And then as a member of Congress, you know, setting up the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I understand, you know, when our soldiers don't have their hearts and minds on their job, it is not good for their security and for the team. And that's why we are just so excited to partner with Susie.
Soldiers will be privy to one of Orman's financial courses online. Troops simply have to go to SusieU.com and use the promotion code USA to get the free course. Here's Orman explaining some of the lessons she hopes her course will teach.
Learning about your FICO score, your credit score, learning how to get out of debt, learning about retirement plans, learning how you invest and why you should want to invest in no-load mutual funds versus loaded mutual funds, why you need a will, why you need a trust, how much life insurance should you have, what kind of life insurance should you have, how much, you know, all of that, school loans, how do you pay back a school loan, how do you get a school loan, how do you buy a car, how do you buy a home, how do you finance these things, when are you being taken advantage of, all of that is in this.
The course will also help soldiers avoid making bad financial decisions. Here's Murphy talking about predatory loans.
We've tried to crack down as much as possible because, you know, some of our soldiers, this is the first time they left home. It's the first time that they live by themselves. And sometimes, you know, when they want a fancy car and someone's offering a great deal on it and hey, we just take it out of your pay, et cetera. They understand that our soldiers live by the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and they can't have bad credit. They can't not pay their bills. And so their commanders have, you know, some authority over them on those things. And so sometimes they get exploited. And that's why I worked really hard. And I partner with people like Holly Petraeus at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and Senator Warren, you know, working to make sure that we're taking care of our troops, to make sure that when you leave post and you see some of those payday lenders who are, you know, some are okay and some are not okay. Some do not have the best interests of our soldiers and their families at heart. And we've cracked down on some of that, but what really, that's being reactive. What we're trying to do with Susie is to be proactive and let them know the tools that are out there, because there are a lot of tools, there are a lot of things, but if we just put a form out, we just put information out without getting in front of them, looking right in the eye and saying, this is what you could do to set yourself and your family on a better path, a better fiscal path.
The Army's push to help the financial literacy of its soldiers stems from a larger recommendation from the Military Compensation and Retirement Modernization Commission. The Commission's 2015 report recommends increasing financial literacy training for service members. It wanted the Defense Department to enhance its financial literacy training and hire professional training firms to provide that training. In addition, it asked the Defense Secretary and other top officials to reinforce the importance of financial literacy for readiness and quality of life. Still, in the 2015 Blue Star Families Annual Lifestyle Survey, only 32% of active duty military members were using the finance training offered to them by the military. 11% of active duty spouses took advantage of that training. Orman had some ideas on how the military can broaden that market, especially for younger soldiers.
You reach out to them by giving them little examples like I just gave you, that at 18 you'd probably have $4 million if you started versus at 25. But you have to reach out. Listen, you can only give them the information and hope that they use it. And chances of an 18-year-old, I'll be honest with you, doing it are pretty nil. When people start to get serious about things, usually is at 22. I wrote a book called The Young, Fabulous, and Broke, and it was for people 22 through 40. And a lot of parents wanted to give it to their high school kids, and I said, don't. That's not where their head is. They're not going to do that. So I give everybody a pass until they're 22, I have to tell you. They want to be whatever, okay, learn it then so I can really bash it to you when you get to be 22 and older. So I can only hope they take advantage of it. And here's the other thing. Even if it reaches one person can change this entire world. So I've never looked at my audience like, oh, God, you still have been on all these years and you're not listening to me. It doesn't matter. If one person's life has changed, it was worth it.
The Blue Star survey says 77% of active duty service members are interested in optional financial courses offered through DOD. 86% say training should be more individualized for specific needs of each family. That's a problem that Orman and the Army will have to face. While Orman's course might teach broad skills, specific family needs might not be addressed. Orman says she'd like to travel to help families with those issues.
Nothing would make me happier than to personally go to every single base in this entire world. Because there's nothing like having it right live in front of you where you feel you're being honored to be able to ask a question in person. And so I hope to God that that gets to come true. It would be more like a seminar for them. What do you want to know? What do you need to know? And this is what I want you to know. Because, you know, money is funny in that every individual sees it a different way and they have different problems. And as different as it is, it's also the same. So whether it's me writing a book for each division that directly deals with what I find is going on there, but there's nothing like eye-to-eye contact to validate you to say, oh, you've come to me.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Scott's story at federalnewsradio.com.